A new way to create positive change. Anybody wants to make innovations. Some people aim to lead healthier lives and get in shape, while others focus on becoming more productive or finding creative outlets. But media reports about rising obesity, lack of sleep, and job dissatisfaction show that something isn't working. These issues suggest there's a big gap between what we want to do and what we do. We often blame ourselves for this failure, thinking it's a lack of willpower, but that's not the real problem. Creating positive change can be simple if you use a new approach. If you've ever struggled to incorporate a new habit into your life, you might have blamed yourself, thinking that you just needed more discipline and motivation. But that's not necessarily true. There's little evidence that motivation alone is the key to changing behavior. The real issue is your approach to change. Imagine trying to assemble a flat pack chest of drawers, but finding the instructions are wrong and key parts are missing. You would understand why it failed and wouldn't blame yourself. You'd call the manufacturer for a refund. But with self-improvement, we often blame ourselves instead of questioning the approach. This needs to change. How? Try a different two-step approach. First, don't be so hard on yourself. If you've struggled to change in the past, you've likely been using the wrong methods. Years of well-meaning but unscientific advice have led us astray. Change can be easy when you understand how human behavior works. Second, break your big goals, like overcoming obesity or saving for an early retirement, into smaller, manageable steps. This method creates lasting change. It's not just a theory. The author's Stanford Behavior Design Lab has tested and refined this approach with over 40,000 people. Small steps lead to big changes. Imagine trying to cook a healthy dinner, write in a gratitude journal, and go for a run every day. Sounds tough, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Making big changes all at once usually doesn't work well. This is called the information action fallacy. It's the idea that just knowing the facts will make you change your habits. But in reality, it takes more than that. Researchers have found three ways that help people change their habits. 1. Big realizations, called epiphanies. 2. Changes in your surroundings. 3. Small adjustments to what you already do. Let's focus on the last one. Tiny habits are super small actions that take less than a minute, like flossing just one tooth. Starting with something tiny makes it easier to stick with it. When you do it often, it feels good, which makes you want to do it more. This creates a cycle where the habit becomes automatic. The best part? You can start a tiny habit right now. For example, there's something called the Maui habit. Every morning, right when he gets out of bed, the author says, "It's going to be a great day." He tries to feel positive and hopeful when he says it. Even if he knows the day will be tough, he still says, "It's going to be a great day," somehow. Over time, this simple habit has made a big difference in his life. It keeps the possibility of a good day open, no matter what's ahead. 3 key factors that shape your behavior. To change your life, you need to change your behavior. But there are only a few key factors that determine if you will succeed. The main idea is that 3 variables drive human behavior. When you break it down, all behaviors are quite similar. Whether you're making coffee, showering, or brushing your teeth, they depend on these 3 factors. 1. Motivation. You need motivation, which is your desire to do something. 2. Ability. There is ability, or your capacity to do it. 3. Prompts. These are triggers that get you to act. In 2010, the American Red Cross raised $21 million in just 7 days for the victims of the Haiti earthquake. They succeeded because of all 3 factors. The earthquake's impact was widely publicized, so people were highly motivated to help. It was also very easy to donate. People just had to reply to an SMS. This meant they could give without needing their credit cards. Finally, the SMS served as a clear prompt that encouraged people to donate right away. When motivation, ability, and prompts come together, you're more likely to succeed in changing behavior. While motivation alone can sometimes lead to big actions, Most of the time, people will only take actions that are easy and prompt. For example, many of us check social media first thing in the morning because of these three factors. It's fun, motivation. It's easy, you already have your phone. And it's a habit. The phone is an alarm, which prompts you to pick it up. The easier a behavior is, the more likely you are to do it. Motivation versus behavior. Every year, more than 100 million people sign up for online courses, but only about 10% finish them. The main reason? Many people believe that motivation alone can help them succeed. While motivation can drive people to achieve big goals, like catching a train or attending their first AA meeting, it's not enough for lasting change. True progress requires consistent action, not just bursts of inspiration. People often get lost in their long-term goals, like wanting to cut down on screen time, be more patient, or lose weight. These goals are about the results they want, not the steps to achieve them. For instance, if someone offers you $1 million to lower your blood sugar level by 10% right now, it doesn't matter how motivated you feel, it's still not possible to achieve instantly. To make lasting changes, you need to focus on specific actions that connect your current situation to your goals. For example, when it comes to saving money for emergencies, you can't simply find $500 right away. Instead, you can take practical steps, like calling your cable provider to lower your bill or putting spare change into a jar. Actions are what really make a difference because they are things you can do right now. Simplify habits for success. When Instagram started in 2010, its founders understood people loved posting photos of themselves online. They made it easy, just three clicks to upload a photo. This simplicity made Instagram stand out and grow quickly. Within 18 months, it was sold for $1 billion, and today, it's worth $100 billion. Making things simple pays off. Making habits easy increases the chance you'll stick to them. To create tiny habits, simplify the behaviors you want. Start by identifying what makes them hard. Time, money, physical ability, mental energy, or fitting into your schedule. For instance, let's say you want to do 20 push-ups daily to improve fitness. Time isn't an issue, and it's free. But physical ability might be. You might not have done push-ups in years. Plus, they can drain mental energy because they're not fun and can be tough physically. If a habit is too hard, you'll only do it when you're highly motivated. But big bursts of motivation aren't reliable for long-term habits. So, simplify. Instead of 20 regular push-ups, start with 2 wall push-ups. They're easier, build strength, and need less motivation. This makes it easier to do daily, increasing the chances it sticks as a habit. Troubleshooting habits this way helps simplify them and make them a regular part of your life. Triggers to build new habits. Every day, you are surrounded by prompts that lead you to act in certain ways. For example, if you're hungry, your stomach tells you to eat, and a green traffic light tells you to drive. Often, these prompts lead to automatic actions without much thought. You can use this idea to create positive changes in your life by designing your prompts. There are different types of prompts around us, and many are poorly designed. For instance, the snooze button on phones is often bigger than the alarm off button, which makes it easier to go back to sleep. This is an example of a bad contextual prompt, meaning something in your environment that triggers behavior. The person prompt is something inside you that makes you act. Like when you need to pee, you feel pressure and it motivates you to find a bathroom. However, there are no natural personal prompts for tasks like picking up the dry cleaning or remembering your mother's birthday. The action prompts are based on existing behaviors that you can use to start new ones. For example, when the author wanted to get fit, he used the bathroom flush as a cue to do 2 push-ups. This habit stuck, and he still does it years later. Action prompts work well because they build on things you already do. If you link a new habit to an existing routine, like boiling water or getting home from school, you can easily make it a part of your life. Over time, these new habits become automatic triggers for positive changes. Effective action prompts for habits. Action prompts, like anchors, help you stay on track, but you need to choose them carefully. The best prompts are found in routines you follow daily. These routines are like solid rocks amid the shifting sandbars of your day. To find the right prompts, consider location, frequency, and theme. Location is the first factor. If you want to do push-ups, your bathroom might work if you're home, but not if you're at the office. Pick a place that fits your daily routine. Frequency is next. For habits you want to do daily, use something that happens every day. For example, one client linked her new habit of planning the day's tasks to her daily routine of dropping her kids off at school. If your habit needs to be repeated more often, choose a prompt that happens multiple times each day. Theme is also important. Good prompts match the behavior you want to develop. For instance, if you want to drink more water, you could use watering your jade plant as a prompt, as both actions have a care theme. Brushing your teeth isn't a good prompt for cleaning the garage because the theme, frequency, and location don't match. Sometimes finding the right prompt isn't obvious. You might need to experiment. For example, the author tried using bedtime for mindful breathing, but switched to a gratitude practice instead. This change worked better for him, showing that finding the right prompt is a process. Key points: 1. Don't blame yourself for failed habits. Often, the approach is wrong. 2. Break big goals into small, manageable steps for lasting change. 3. Tiny habits, like flossing one tooth, can build up to big improvements. 4. Behavior change relies on motivation, ability, and prompts working together. 5. Motivation alone is unreliable for long-term habits. Focus on daily actions. 6. Simplify habits to make them easy and increase your chances of success. 7. Use existing routines as prompts to build new, positive habits.